Carney was trying to ease First Nations fears about the major project's law, but many said it would take more than one meeting to build consensus on Ottawa's plans. Some have already launched a legal challenge against Bill C-5 as well as Ontario's Bill 5. Carney's Bill C-5, also called the Building Canada Act, allows his government to sidestep laws and fast-track approvals for big energy and infrastructure projects that are in the national interest. The summit, attended by hundreds of First Nations leaders, was called after Carney's government faced a backlash from chiefs who said their concerns were not being respected. But he also promised them they would be able to help build the prosperity for their communities for generations to come. The National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Cindy Woodhouse-Nepenak, was conciliatory in her assessment of the summit.
We want to stand up for Canada against illegal tariffs. At the same time, of course, we look to make sure that no more colonialism happens within our own country. We push back on that. And just lots of work to do, and I think that we can do that by working together.
Nepenak says the issues will not be settled with one meeting, and she called for more, including a national summit of First Nations leaders with the Prime Minister. Terry Teagee is a regional chief of the British Columbia Assembly of First Nations. He says he's still on the fence.
Still a trust issue in the way the development of the actual legislation. And we see it in British Columbia as well in terms of Bill 1415, is this trust us mentality in this legislation. And as many First Nations know, that we do have trust issues with all levels of government. And that's why we wanted to be included from the start.
Much of the day was spent in panel-style discussions on meaningful consultations and economic prosperity. Carney and his cabinet ministers stayed all day, doing more listening than talking. Some chiefs said they could work with the Prime Minister, while others said they still need more convincing. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.